Hello everyone, it's Jana here, Audien Twin. It's Audiomo day 13, which is also a Friday, so not ideal if you're superstitious about this sort of thing. And actually we've been alright today, apart from an upended teacup this morning. Nothing else happened. Anyway, I wanted to talk about decluttering the house a bit more, and this is in response to a boo from Nissapod last week, actually. Really sorry, Ruth, it's taken me this long to get back to you. And thank you very much, because Nissapod answered my question. She was talking about decluttering, and I asked her what her ways of actually getting rid of the stuff are. Because I find it's sort of a two-stage process. First, you have to spend a lot of time sorting things out, unless, of course, you're good enough to sort of sort it as you go. Which I guess would be ideal, but I can't do that. And then you've got all this stuff, and you've got to get it out of the house somehow, and that can be just as laborious, I find. And in the meantime, you've got to store it somewhere as well. So anyway, Ruth very kindly answered my question, and so yeah, thank you very much for that, Ruth. I did sort of think, you know, actually what we do is not that radically different, but I did take a few good ideas. So Amazon, for instance, Amazon Marketplace, I hadn't thought about that. I don't know exactly what you can sell there, whether they take anything. I do sometimes get emails saying, do you want to sell this, that and the other that I've bought off Amazon? No, I don't. Because we haven't got enough DVDs to sell, and the books, no chance, unless it's sort of a nibbled on, munched up baby book, or I happen to have a second copy of a book. I'm very unlikely to give one away. Once I have a book, it ends up on one of my shelves, and that is it. I hoard them. But that's definitely one to try, to think of that. And then of course, there are all the places that you can sell things. I haven't tried eBay yet. I have, however, tried Gumtree. We got rid of a cupboard there, so that worked eventually. And we also have, and there must be more, but our town has got a Facebook page for parents, and also one for buying and selling. And so I find that quite a lot of things go on there. I'm not the kind of person who can stick every single toy on there for like £3 or £5. I find for me it works better for higher end items. And I discussed it with a friend who also noticed, she tried to sell stuff, and she noticed that bits of furniture are okay to sell on these sites. But because you have to go to all this effort of photographing it, describing it, you've got to list it, you've got to do your research, where you're going to post it, you've got to know your audience somehow, you know, where would it be best, who would be most interested in this, how much to sell it for. So you've got to do a bit of research around it, and that's quite a lot of work. And then also, once people start, you know, once you've listed it, then people are coming in asking questions, and so it can be quite time consuming. So to do this for every toy for £5 and under, I don't know, it's not my thing. But I think part of it is also, and we agreed on that, she doesn't like selling, and neither do I. Part of my job used to be selling things, and that was the bit that I absolutely hated about my job. So that's just not me, so I don't really get on with that. Therefore, yeah, for me it's got to be the higher end things. So it's actually worth me doing all this work. So what I do instead a lot, I tend to... Oh, and the other thing actually she said is that if you have anything with cushions or with a mattress, such as a sofa or bed, that doesn't sell very well secondhand. People tend to want new stuff, so you're better off giving that to a charity. And there are now a lot of charities who will, you know, who have a van and who will come and pick stuff up. So you don't need to hire a van or wonder how on earth you're going to get that cupboard into your car. So that's quite useful. So, but she also said that whatever you're trying to sell, you know, if you can't sell it, just make it free. Someone will come and pick it up. And I think this is what we use the most. So Freecycle or Freegal, a lot of stuff will go on there. And so that's what I've been doing the last couple of days. And I quite like that because, you know, rather than taking it to the tip, which is, of course, quicker, but there's so much stuff that I have where I think, you know, I don't need it anymore, but there's still so much life left in it. So I'd rather give that to someone. Actually, I've done a bit about that before, haven't I? So, and the other thing I do is I give it to charity shops. So if it's portable, like toys, for instance, I'll just stuff it in the bag, and next time I'm in town, I'll drop it off at one of their shops, and they tend to be quite grateful. The other thing for clothes, it depends what it is, really. Also clothes, I either twice a year the school will have a bags to school thing where they take bags of clothes, even though then you don't really know where they go. But that's good for sort of bulk. And also the school where my kids have their swimming lessons has a container for clothes. So because they've got a swimming pool to maintain, I think, you know, why not? I give them the old clothes for their collection. But if I have a really, really good item, I tend to try and find a mum who's got a younger child and see if they want it. So that's the stuff that I tend to do. And also the preschool or the school, because our school's got a nursery and a preschool attached. So a lot of the sort of toys for younger children or other sort of surplus craft stuff that are only too happy to take off your hands. That's what I tend to do. So, but I do prefer it if I can just take it somewhere and drop it off and be done with it. And unfortunately, yeah, with Freecycle, if it works, it's great. But just now I'm waiting for someone to respond. They wanted something and they've not replied. So it won't be long until I contact the next person. And that's the sort of the waiting around, that's sort of the time-consuming bit that that I don't like. So it's a bit swings and roundabouts then, isn't it? That's how my getting rid of stuff usually works. And sometimes I have plans to sell it and I never get round to it and then I just give it away. That's happened as well. Thank you for listening if you got this far. Oh, blimey, I didn't actually want to talk for that long. So thank you very much and I'll have a lovely weekend, everyone. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.